This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An organized group of parents in Michigan and Virginia accused Attorney General Merrick Garland in a federal lawsuit Tuesday of trying to criminalize free speech. The lawsuit is seeking an injunction saying it's causing irreparable harm to the parents of Loudoun County Public Schools in Virginia and Saline Schools of Michigan. It should be noted that Garland is the only defendant listed in the complaint. New York City firefighters are taking a stand against Democrat Mayor Bill de Blasio. The Uniform Firefighters Association revealed it would not be enforcing vaccine mandates on any of its members. UFA President Andrew Ansbro said they would not be cutting staff, stating it would put their community at risk. Former President Trump announced Wednesday that he is launching a new media company that will begin the beta phase in November. In a statement, they desire to create a rival to the liberal media consortium and fight back against the big tech companies of Silicon Valley. USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
President Biden selling his massive social spending bill, Tim Berg explains.
President Biden spending part of his Wednesday in Scranton, Pennsylvania, pushing his Build Back Better agenda.
In the Build Back Better plan, I got more money for passenger rail than the entire Amtrak system cost to begin with. We're going to change the nation in a big way.
Amtrak did receive $1 billion in COVID relief money in early 2020, although it still did not turn a profit in fiscal 2020, losing $801 million. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Trump is launching a new network. Chris Barnes reports.
Former President Trump is getting ready to start posting on the World Wide Web again. Trump announced he is launching his own social media network called Truth Social. Says it's to, quote, stand up to the tyranny of big tech.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As human remains suspected of being Brian Laundrie's and items belonging to Brian Laundrie have been found by the FBI in the nature preserve in Florida where the manhunt for Laundrie began, the Carlton Reserve in Northport, Florida is once again closed to the public as investigators do their work. Laundrie family attorney Stephen Bertolino on CNN.
It's quite sad. You can imagine as a parent finding your son's belongings alongside some of the remains, and that's got to be heartbreaking, and I can tell you that they are heartbroken.
Childhood sweethearts Brian Laundrie and Gabby Petito were traveling cross-country when Gabby's murdered body was found in Wyoming. So now what? Former homicide detective Brian Foley on Fox News lends his expertise.
As investigators will keep working that with the prosecutors until they have basically enough to say we would have had enough to make an arrest on Brian Laundrie, and then the prosecutors will close the case and set it with an arrest with exceptional circumstances. We'll learn today, I'm sure, hopefully, that what the cause of death is on Brian. Now, keep in mind, we all just can't assume suicide here. There's probably a list of people that would like to have seen Brian dead. So there's a lot of work to do. again, the effects of Mother Nature in a watery area, they're going to have to extend the search now. Animals can separate evidence, and I'll leave it at that, to where the crime scene now gets extended. That's been, we're looking at weeks in the Florida weather.
We'll let you know when the coroner makes his announcement. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Okay, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got Megan Barth with us, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I'm looking at these numbers that were, this job report from August that you reported at ReaganBabe.com. 4.3 million Americans quit their jobs in August. What was going on? What motivated? I mean, because we're talking, here it is in this current month, people are leaving their jobs because of the forced vaccinations. But what happened in August that caused 4.3 million Americans to walk off their jobs?
Well, there's multiple issues at hand causing that exodus from the workplace. One is basically the tire of the pandemic mandate. So you have a lot of businesses forcing their workers to wear masks for 8 to 10 hours a day, whatever the shift is.
Right.
You also have vaccine mandates that are being imposed from Washington, the Biden administration, affecting businesses of 100 people or more. And so people are basically doing sick outs, as we saw over the last couple weeks with the airlines. But we also saw a massive sick out in August, which, of course, affected the unemployment numbers. They missed, I think, the employment numbers by about 500,000. So there we go. That's what August represents.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that, if we're looking in August and we got 4.3 million people walking off the job, and now with the added pressure of the Biden administration to force businesses with 100-plus employees, I mean, what's the number going to look like in September, October, Megan?
Well, you're exactly right. And then let's not forget also all of the vaccine mandates that are coming down. I think the deadline is around December 8th, and so you have a lot of these mandates taking an effect before this arbitrary date. There's no science behind this date. It's complete. There was really no science behind the last, 19, 20 months
right.
of this pandemic.
There was science, but it was faux science. It wasn't real science. I mean, let's be frank about it. I mean, when you've got, a report from the NIAID saying that, for 11 years they were vested in this gain of function research. 11 years. Okay, this we're going back, 2011? Okay, maybe 2010 that they were involved. And you're going to tell me that they didn't have an idea of what happened when the coronavirus broke out and they remained quiet? I mean, I wonder. I mean, what kind of consult did they offer? Did Fauci and the NIAID, what kind of counsel did they offer to Donald Trump when he saw what was going on, and just out of his own wits, it seems, and his understanding and understanding of the threat, he shuts down the eastern border. And I believe, if the truth be known, Megan, he probably wanted to shut down the west, but he got so much heat for shutting down the east, remember? And then now afterwards, all, you know, a year later, even the news media says, well, Mr. Trump probably saved, you know, a couple of million people by doing that. But yet he was harassed at every turn with that decision.
Well, also, we have to be aware with the holidays coming up, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, et cetera, which is a huge, huge time for people to travel in order to be with their families. That's the last thing that Fauci and the bloated government under Biden want people to do is congregate, specifically with their families. They want to replace families by the government. They've already basically replaced religion through government fiat. This whole entire COVIDian cultist is nothing but a religion to many.
Yes.
But American Airlines has their vaccine mandate for their employees by the day before Thanksgiving. So how do you think that's going to affect Thanksgiving travel? There will be a lot of cancellations. There will be a lot of delays. And also the United Airlines, I believe, CEO came out yesterday and basically warned Americans that the price of a average ticket to fly this season, this winter season, is going to dramatically spike due to the dramatic spike in gas prices, airline fuel prices. So it's kind of a what you would look at and say, wow, there's a trifecta going on here under this Biden administration that is causing prices to go up astronomically, whether it's airline fuel or whether it's a gallon of milk or a pound of beef. I don't know if you've been to the supermarket lately, but if you can afford a steak, you're one of the lucky ones.
Yep, exactly. Well, here's what we're looking at. The list that I was able to pull up: rental cars up 43% over last September, gas 42%, used cars 24%, bacon. Don't be aching for bacon. If you do and you go, it's going to cost you 19% more. Hotels, 18%. Beef, 18%. Pork, 13%. Eggs, 13%. TVs, 13%. Kids' shoes, 12%. And on and on. I mean, this does not speak of any kind of, temporary condition or transitory condition, as they would say. This, as many experts are starting to agree on both sides, is going to take us a couple of years to get out of. And the way I look at this, Megan, I mean, COVID or no COVID, a lot of this is self-inflicted. I mean, this is by design. This is something that the Biden administration has intentionally created. And I know it's hard for people to get their brain around this, to think, why would a president want to do this to the American people? Why would the left, why would the Marxist left want to do this? Well, if you don't understand that they're Marxists, then you're at a disability, because you do not appreciate their heart and their intent. Their intent, and you've already cited some of the key points, whether it has to do with religion or government or anything else, is they're replacing the traditional constitutional republic that you and I have grown up with and have grown to love, and they say they have a better idea.
Right, and they always refer to transforming everything. Everything needs to be transformed, and it needs to be transformed in their image. The fundamental transformation, which Barack Obama referred to, the Build Back Better agenda, is just an extension of that. What we see now coming out of Washington, D.C., is a complete stalemate, and it's only being roadblocked, this socialist takeover, because that's exactly what this is. The socialist takeover is being stopped by two people, not Republicans, Mike.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
They're doing their best, because we've got about 17 Republicans that go along with the socialist left, but specifically by Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema, who are Democrats.
Right.
Now, what has happened to the Build Back Better spending socialist spree is it's been cut in half about. And there was an interview on NPR yesterday, which will be on the NevadaGlobe.com, where I'm editor-in-chief, whereby Catherine Cortez Masto, who's our senator out of Nevada, who claims to be a moderate, basically unveils the plan of the left. They aren't giving up spending $3.5 trillion. They're just going to incrementally do it.
Of course.
And that's the important part behind the Marxist left.
Exactly.
They'll never stop fighting, and we should never be comfortable.
Exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Megan after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Fresh and independence is the way we work and the way we roll Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth continues with us. Yes, she does bark sometimes, too, and she bites, so be careful. Founder, proprietor of FrankandBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com as well. Megan, as we were, you know, as you were laying out, what is happening here is by intention by the left. This isn't by accident. You know, I was saying this with Bob Edelman earlier that, you know, the Democrats, you know, during the primaries went to their party and they could only get approval and support by 30% of their own constituents for some of these programs that they're talking about, the Green New Deal and on and on. Only 30% of their own party. And then somehow, you know, which still remains a mystery, Joe Biden is elected. Democrats are in control of the House. We're a 50-50 split in the Senate. But meanwhile, they read that as a mandate. And now they're thrusting what was only approved by 30% of their own party on the rest of us. It's no wonder that Joe Biden's ratings and his popularity is plummeting.
Yeah, they've certainly bitten off more than they can chew. However, why not try it, right? Why not go for the gusto? I mean, you got to give them credit. Like I said, they'll never stop fighting, and they will do so incrementally. They will feed crumbs until they get a compliant citizenry and then go for the final blow. When you look at the makeup of the Democrat Party, and beware of moderate Democrats as you are aware of moderate Republicans, because they necessarily aren't moored in principle. All they are moored in polls. So in Nevada, for example, we are always a swing state. Historically, if you look at our history, we swing from Democrat to Republican, and there's usually a robust bipartisan type of legislature. Mm-hmm. Well, since 2016, the Democrat Party has been hijacked by the socialist left, so much so that the Democrat Party in Nevada is now taken over by the DSA, which is the Democrat Socialists of America. The way for candidates to win in swing states like Nevada are to pose as moderate. That's what they believe. But once they get in, they show their true colors.
Right.
And I don't trust a moderate Republican further than I can trust a moderate Democrat, because that moderate label simply is there because of the polls.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. And this is something that we, the people, need to wake up to. And this is why we've been insisting that you must hold your elected officials accountable. Follow their voting records. See what they're doing. I mean, you know, you have to be purposely ignorant to not know what's happening in your government today. And it looks like, based on the polling that we're seeing, Megan Barth, is more and more people are waking up to this reality that this, you know, transitory stuff and there's nothing here, you know, just move on. Nancy Pelosi, we got to pass it to find out what's in it. That kind of gobbledygook and Jen Psaki and the stuff that she's spouting out as a representative of the government and the president of the United States. It's absurd. I mean, they're just flat out lies. And, you know, it's no wonder. You keep thinking, you know, sooner or later, I don't know if it's Peter Ducey or somebody can't help themselves, they're going to have a Joe Wilson moment and just scream out, you know, just out of knee-jerk response that, you know, you're lying.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is causing quite the defection from the Democrat Party. We see, you mentioned the disastrous polling numbers of Joe Biden, where he's down under 40%. Quite a few, when you look at the polls of past, independents approved of Joe Biden at 54. That number has been cut into, I think, either the low 30s or high 20s, but still nearly cut in half.
Right.
And that independent group is a very strong group. And again, this is what I say. Independents are not necessarily moderate. They're moored in principles. It just depends on which principles are more important to independents. When you poll independents, it's usually fiscal constraint, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so fiscal constraint, which is what Joe Manchin is talking about in Kristen Sinema, is also important to some Democrats, because the Democrats of yore are not the Democrats of today.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Democrats of today have abandoned their base. Their base is only, if they believe their base is the 30% radical base, then they will continue to lose. An election that we must watch in the coming days is the Virginia
governor's race. Right, exactly.
Right, where Terry McAuliffe, like your typical left-wing Democrat, which I don't really call Democrats anymore, they're socialists, Marxists, and communists, has aligned himself against parents and aligned himself with the teachers' unions. And this is a fatal flaw, because this will drive parents to the polls, probably parents that may have voted Democrat in their household. But one thing that they will not stand by and watch is their child being abused or used as a political pawn in this COVID game.
Exactly. And for their responsibility to be subordinated to the state, I mean, what Terry McAuliffe said, and this is what the audience needs to be aware of, and America needs to be aware of, wasn't by accident whatsoever. This is what he believes. He believes that parents should have nothing to do with the education of their children. I mean, and this has been a doctrine of the Democratic Party, not just from Terry McAuliffe and just reason. This is how they felt. I mean, let's go back to Hillary Clinton when she was talking about how it takes a village, right? I mean, it's the supplanting of the responsibility of the parents to raise the kids because, you know, these elites feel, you know, and just what you want is Hillary Clinton and her ilk to be raising our kids, right? Because they're such an incredible example to us and to our children.
Right, exactly. And that, as you say, supplant. It's replacing the family structure. It is, its intent is to degrade the family structure in order to give the government absolute authority
right.
over the next generation of children, your children.
Right.
They believe that it's okay to teach kindergartners about a variety of sex positions, many of them vile, if you ask me. It's important for them to teach children about gender fluidity, where you can be anything that you want, including a unicorn, I guess.
Right.
And so this confusion that they're creating at a very young age and this indoctrination that they're creating at a very young age is not by accident.
Right.
This is all about control.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the core basis of any Marxist movement is about. It's about control.
Well, and they know, Marxist knows, that the essential building blocks to a democratic republic is the family structure. You get rid of that family structure, and it implodes on itself. You get rid of the middle class, it implodes on itself. So what are the Marxists attacking? They're attacking the middle class. They're attacking families. They're attacking our kids, all to bring us down. I mean, like you said, this isn't by accident. This is by design and by the playbook written by Marxists.
And the only people that can stop it are the parents.
Right.
That's the only people that can stop it. And whether it is at the polling booth where you replace your school board, and you can see how what a threat parents are to this political power structure due to the reaction of the Biden administration. That's how you can judge how powerful you are,
right,
is by the reaction that you get. And that's why I started as a protester, quite frankly. I was an activist before I was a pundit and a writer. I used to do things in order to get a reaction because I wanted to know who was on my side and who was against me.
Mm-hmm.
The Biden administration is against parents. They have taken Merrick Garland as their attack dog and sicked him on parents, referring to them as domestic terrorists. That's how you know that the parents are the force that could break this monopoly apart.
America, we must wake up, and we, the people, must step forward if we're going to save this Democratic Republic. Megan Barth has been our guest, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan, as always, appreciate the time. Thank you very much. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Bill.
If you thought thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Into the financing law. Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An organized group of parents in Michigan and Virginia accused Attorney General Merrick Garland in a federal lawsuit Tuesday of trying to criminalize free speech. The lawsuit is seeking an injunction saying it's causing irreparable harm to the parents of Loudoun County Public Schools in Virginia and Saline Schools of Michigan. It should be noted that Garland is the only defendant listed in the complaint. New York City firefighters are taking a stand against Democrat Mayor Bill de Blasio. The Uniform Firefighters Association revealed it would not be enforcing vaccine mandates on any of its members. UFA President Andrew Ansbrough said they would not be cutting staff, stating it would put their community at risk. Former President Trump announced Wednesday that he is launching a new media company that will begin the beta phase in November. In a statement, they desire to create a rival to the liberal media consortium and fight back against the big tech companies of Silicon Valley. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. You know, the pandemic created problems for many Americans, but now it's time to get back on track financially. Joining us today is nationally known financial educator and expert Ash Cash Exontis, who is teaming up with Capital One to share some of his super secrets for building your credit. Known as the financial motivator, Ash is a best-selling author of numerous books, including Mind Right, Money Right, 10 Laws of Financial Freedom. He's also the founder and CEO of MindRight Money Management, a financial education company that blends psychology, music, and personal finance. Ash Cash Exontis, good to have you with us on the show. How are you?
Bill, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure being here.
Hey, I'm excited. Anything that we can do to improve people's credit rating and especially their personal credit, because we know right now it's so important, right?
Yeah, absolutely. With so many people who have gotten behind due to the pandemic, that's actually one of the reasons why I wanted to help and why I've teamed up with Capital One, because they're providing more opportunities to build credit with the new Capital One Quicksilver Secured Card that offers unlimited 1.5 cash back on all purchases. And so we're both committed to improving financial literacy. Myself, as someone who grew up in public housing in Harlem, New York, with a single mother, one of the things I learned early in life is that building personal wealth requires you to have the discipline and the necessary resources to reach your goals and your dreams. So I don't care, who you are, where you come from, what your background is. It is a fact that establishing establishing and building your credit is a key step in the process of building wealth and financial freedom.
You know, Ash, when we look into it, it's amazing when you realize what a, you know, 10, 20-point difference in your credit rating can make for you on that road to financial healing, right?
Oh, absolutely. Because, you know, what we have to realize is that good credit will make it easier to do a lot of things in life, right? So, you know, buying a car, getting additional credit lines, helping you qualify for that apartment or that house loan potentially. And a credit card can be helpful, you know, helpful tool to build that credit. If you're using it responsible though, Bill, right? A lot of people have
exactly
to realize that, you know, using it responsibly, like making on-time payments, that's going to really help you, with building your credit.
Exactly. And they want you to keep an eye on maxing out that credit card. Though you may have a $3,000 credit limit, if you're burning that credit limit, that doesn't really help you. You've got to stay within a certain tolerable level to build up your credit rating, right?
Oh, absolutely. Because your credit is broken down into five categories. So you have your payment history, your usage ratio, the length of credit history, new credit, and your credit mix. And to your point, is that if you're maxing out your credit card, you're blowing up that usage ratio, so that may negatively impact your score. So you do want to be responsible and look at, you know, what's your usage ratio. You know, one of the things that for me personally, when I got into hard times transitioning from working as a banker to an entrepreneur, and I almost went through foreclosure. Mm-hmm. I almost lost my car, and getting, I got a Capital One, secure credit card almost about a decade ago, and using it responsibly, managing that credit limit, got me back into the high 700s, and now I use credit to build wealth and to maintain financial freedom.
Ash, what happens when you, like, for example, with several of my credit cards, I pay off every week. I'll use them for payments because I want to take advantage of the rewards, but I pay them off weekly. But yet, in terms of usage, it has an impact and looks like I'm having high usage when, in fact, I'm paying it off every week.
So Bill, I'm going to give you a secret. So what happens is that there's a statement date, but then there's a reporting date, right? Happens is that even though you're paying it off every week, it is still when the credit bureaus take that snapshot on when it's being reported, that's the balance that they're looking at. So it's important to keep in mind that even if you're maxing out your credit card and if you're not taking paying attention to when that's reported, that could have an impact on your on your score. And another thing that usually has impact is people applying for cards over and over again, which is why you want to take advantage of being able to make sure that if you're going to apply for a card, see if you're pre-approved before actually applying, like the Capital One pre-approval tool that allows you to do that.
Yeah, that's a great idea. So the statement date and payment date, are they one and the same?
They're not, right? And so, the statement date and the payment date is, so the payment date tells you when your credit card needs to be paid. But the statement date is when they actually, reported that balance. And so whatever your balance is at that statement date could potentially be the date, what's being reported to the actual credit bureaus. And if that statement date or that statement balance is a high balance, then that could be negatively impacting the score. So really just kind of paying attention and finding out when that's being reported to the credit bureaus can actually save you a lot of, can save you a lot, as it relates to your score.
Exactly. Well, Ash, as you suggested, credit cards can help build a person's credit. Break that down for our audience, if you would.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so, again, because there's five categories in your, and what your credit score is broken down to. And so by not having a credit card, you actually only, let's say, you go to school and the highest grade you could get is a 70 because, you didn't take advantage of all of the extracurricular activities. Well, credit cards get you to that 100%, right? And so credit cards can help build that score for you because it is part of, the algorithm that the credit bureaus use to determine determine your score. And so, you know, there's other, you know, other tips and tricks. You know, we have a, you know, a built a learning hub called the Learning Grow Credit Hub that's available, you know, on CapitalOne.com/credit building that actually gives you a lot of great information to figure out, you know, what are the best tips that you could use to maintain and build your credit.
Exactly. How, you kind of touched on this a little bit in terms of a way to see that you can be pre-approved for a car without harming your credit score. And what are the requirements for approval?
Yeah, and this is a great thing about the tool, right, Bill, is that a lot of times people don't know, and they go in blindly, and they just say, oh, you know, I don't know what's the requirement, so let me just apply, and I take a negative hit. Well, the Capital One's pre-approval tool lets you say, listen, you don't even have to worry about the requirements. You know, use a tool. It's not going to be a hard inquiry, so it's not going to negatively impact your score. We're going to tell you what you're qualified for, and then based on that, you will make a decision. If you don't qualify for an unsecured car for whatever reason, that's when you have the option of taking advantage of the secured car. And the secured car just requires a deposit, and once you make that deposit, you'll get the credit limit that you put the deposit for, right? But here's the awesome thing that I love about it is that you're automatically considered for a higher credit line in as little as 6 months with no additional deposit. So using the card responsibly could open the door for an unsecured quick silver card as well.
We've got about a minute left here, so do you have any other suggestions for improving your credit?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, to learn more, you know, about the Quicksilver Secure Card, you can go to from Capital One. You can head over to CapitalOne.com. There's also, you know, a range of free financial education resources like the Learn and Grow Credit Building Hub, and you can find that at CapitalOne.com/credit building.
One final question, Ash Cash, as we wrap things up here. Are there other benefits to choosing the right forms of credit?
Yeah, you know, really, you know, choosing the right form of credit makes sure that you're not, you know, all cars are not, you know, created equally. So some have outrageous fees, and you got to avoid those traps. So you want to make sure that there's no fees, and especially with the unsecured or the secured Quicksilver card, there's 1.5% cash back on all purchases, so you'll actually get paid for using your card back, you know, using your card responsibly.
Well, Ash Cash Exontis has been our guest, nationally known financial educator and expert. Ash, thank you so much for all the great counsel and advice. Have a great day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
But we have a truck leaving with a big order on Tuesday.
Tina's store manager retired, leaving her tortilla factory flat out.
What do you mean she's on a silent retreat?
She must fill the role and all those orders.
I'll receive production.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
New surveys show that some Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and the world famous Dr. Ted Baer, founder and publisher of Movie Guide, joins us now. Hey, Dr. Ted, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing extremely well because I'm talking to you, and that makes today much better.
You know how to make my day. I always love talking to you. You're so uplifting. Hey, we got lots to talk about here that you've got at Movie Guide. One of the big headlines here is how China is using digital technology to maintain control. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, we could go on and on and on about that because not only are they using digital technology, but, you know, the government, our government admits that they're ahead of us in digital technology, and they're ahead of us in hypersonic space weapons, and they're ahead of us, which, because we've been to sleep, and, you know, I can't quote the Babylon Bee who said this, you know, their superiority in technology has been relieved because we've, and, you know, just made a trans admiral who's going to make all the difference. I couldn't quote that. I'm so sorry.
Well, leave it to the Babylon Bee, because this is one thing that I've noticed, Ted, is that the difference between the left and the right still has a sense of humor. The left, not so funny.
You know, I have a friend from one of the conservatives who Zucker wrote the script for Airplane. Mm-hmm. And he said, I couldn't write it today. He's talking about it. Mm-hmm. You couldn't write it today.
Yes.
But anyway, China is oppressing people. I love China. I'm sorry. I love Russia. I love everywhere because I want everybody to come to Christ. Yes. I have a lot of people, including on the film and television board, who came from China to the Movie Guide Awards and came to Christ. One of them came to Christ in the lobby of the Beverly of the Hilt Hotel, which was just incredible.
Mm.
And my daughter did mission work on the border of North Korea and one of the biggest cities there, and then in Beijing. And my son studied at Chinese University, which has now been crushed by Xi. Xi started out looking like he was going to be free market and more freedom, and he's ended up being as bad as Mao and putting people in concentration camps. And that's really the bottom line of this. They monitor people. Now, I got to give you some perspective. China has not had freedom. Before Mao, it didn't have freedom. Mm-hmm. And if you look back at the history of China, which we've studied, you know, four or five courses because of my kids' involvement, they were doing this a long time ago. The Secret Service in China before the year two, you know, the year 1 AD in the West, mm-hmm. was oppressing people And it was just egregious. And they've been doing this for a long time. And the major ethnic group has been killing the other ethnic groups for a long time. So if we ever thought that China was a sweet and loving administration, they're continuing the policy of 2,000 years. Exactly. And that policy is not a policy of freedom. That's why we need to guard the Constitution so much. But I got to give you some positive news, at least from my point of view.
Okay.
You know, from the Soviet Union was doing this, and East Germany had the best monitoring system, and it collapsed because they gathered so much data that they had aircraft hangars full of data on people, and they couldn't keep track of them. Now, maybe with AI you can do better, but there's a wonderful film, except for one little sex scene, which you can ignore, called The Lives of Others, about this East German Stasi who's listening to the lives of all these people in the apartment, but he's not living his life. And think of how boring that is.
Exactly.
And no matter how good AI gets, when you've got 1 billion Chinese, there's going to be slip-ups. And, you know, there are a lot of Christians there. There are a lot of other people there who don't want to be controlled. And we're hoping that the system will do exactly what they did in East Germany and then throughout Eastern Europe and collapse under the weight of totalitarianism. That's why I love the new James Bond movie. He looks at Lucifer, Satan, He said there have been a lot of men in history who've tried to control the world, and they've all ended up in H-E-L-L.
Yes.
So, she is just one of many men. But the trouble is that right now, the pain, the suffering, and my son's friends in Hong Kong and elsewhere, it's a really sad situation.
Well, time lost of life, you know, really, when you think about it, like you say, the waste of talent and, their God-intended purpose. But yet, we love the underground churches in China. It is amazing how they are faithfully and wonderfully pursuing Jesus. And it's just awesome. And they're quite the testimony. And they make the rest of us here in the West seem like maybe we're not Christians after all, for all that they've sacrificed.
Well, you must, I've spoken to the Duma in Russia, and I've spoken in Poland after the fall of communism in Poland. And what was amazing is that when Russia, it was as Pope John Paul II, which we don't have to quote, said, the whole country was a concentration camp under Russia.
Wow.
And they said that there were no Christians in Poland. When I was there, the lines going into churches were taking hours. It was over 90% people going back to church.
Wow.
So you talk about the underground in places like Poland and Hungary, it just exploded with people wanting to go back to church.
Exactly.
I don't want to recommend that as a policy for revival, but I wish we had the same zeal.
Yeah, exactly. Well, God's in charge, and it will happen when and how he dictates that it should happen. But no doubt it is in our future because he's promised it to be so. Dean Cain is blasting DC Comics for making Superman bisexual. What's going on here, Ted?
Well, Dean is a friend, and he's been to the Movie God Awards, and every time I see him, we're good friends, and he's doing good movies. And he's been pretty blatant about it. He said that, they say it's a bold new direction. I say they're bandwagoning, which is a nice way of saying they're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's come out against, the perverse Captain America. We don't want a perverse Captain America.
Right. Yeah.
What they don't understand, and I've had these discussions with him, and Dean, I'm very happy about this, that he's been, what they're doing is minimizing the role of women in society. Actually, women are being erased. You can't even call them women anymore. You have to call them some, possibly baby carrying device.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just awful. So all of this should be something that America says, no, we don't want that. We like Lois Lane. Like actually the people. We want the good to triumph. And so having these people not need women, I'm not sure that's a positive step in our society.
Yeah, I'm with you at that. Gary Sinise is helping vets and first responders with substance abuse. Huh? We got about a minute left here, Ted. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry about that because I wanted to talk to Dune. Anyway,
Let me
talk about Dune quickly.
Okay,
because I see Dune as a great movie. There's a lot of images of crosses. It's got a Christological figure in it. Of course, this is part one. I've read the book and I love the book. The people who love the book love the movie.
Well, we can't wait to see it. Dune, Dr. Ted Baer, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Thank you, Ted. Take care. God bless.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Welcome to the Independent Health and Lifestyle News Network Report. Great to have you with us. And we've got a special star with us today. She's the designer and winner of Hogar Star on HGTV. Yes, they have a new face. A Mexican designer, Fabiola Saliendia, was crowned winner of the channel's newest original production, Hogar Star, after successfully overcoming a series of difficult challenges to out-design her talented and tough competition. Fabiola, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. What an introduction. Wow. Good morning. I'm excited to be on your show. Hi.
Well, good. Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to have you here with us. Tell us all about Hogar Star and what it was like to be on the show.
Well, to be honest with you, I've never been on a reality show before. You've seen things on TV such as, you know, completing challenges under pressure, under limited budget. And whatever you're seeing on TV, they actually fall short on what their stress is really, really to be that on the show.
Right.
You're competing against talented designers, my co-worker friends. Well, designer friends were very talented. It was kind of tough to beat them at some challenges we had. You know, I just did my best. I try to give my heart out there, try not to be someone I was not. That was very important, to keep true to myself in every design, because at times you want to compete so bad that you're thinking of, should I do this? Should I do that? And then you end up saying, you know what? No, I got to be myself. I got to show
exactly
what I got and stop worrying about what everybody else is doing, because that actually is something that you think about when you're competing, and say, I don't care what my neighbor's doing. I'm just going to give it out. I'm going to give my best and try everything, you know?
Boy, that's something that all our kids could hear and learn from. How did your designs give you an edge over the competition? You kind of hinted just a little bit, but I want you to unfold that just a little bit more.
Yes, you know, I think that all the designers in the competition had a very different style, which was wonderful, because I didn't think that anybody had the particular very classical transitional style that I have. Everybody else was a little bit more modern towards the edge, a little bit more trendy or contemporary. And, you know, I have the opportunity to live in France for about a year. So I have a little French lady living inside of me that wants to just bring everything to the maximum elegance I can do. So I guess that's where I had a little bit of a thing for that.
Well, that's excellent. From El Paso, Texas to France. I mean, what else could you want? And, of course, you won the final prize at the end of the competition. Tell us about that. We've got about a minute left.
Well, I came home with a new show for Ogave ACTV and with a great prize of $25,000. I couldn't be more excited to share everybody tips, you know, and hopefully I can get people inspired.
Congratulations. Now, where can they go for more information?
Again, we can go to the website, ogareattv.com, or you can follow us on Instagram as ogareattv, or like us on Facebook, ogareattv as well.
Fabiola Saliendia, the designer and winner of Hogar Star on HGTV. Fabi, thank you for your time. You take care. All the best to you.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy. And they're all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.